Parkrow Books and Harper Audio present A Step Past Darkness by Vera Kurian. Performed by Gina Yi. For My Friends. Part 1. 2015. 1. August 17th, 2015. The mountain had existed long before there had been anyone around to name it. Pushed up by the inevitable forces that made the Appalachian Range millions of years ago, hulking, it stood with a peculiar formation at its apex. Two peaks, like a pair of horns, giving the mountain its eventual name of Devil's Peak. The coal mine inside was abandoned long ago. On the southern side of Devil's Peak was the town of Wesley Falls, where there were no remnants of the mine except for the overgrown paths crisscrossing up to two entrances, ineffectually boarded up, partially hidden but available to anyone looking hard enough. Down the western side were the steeper paths, far more overgrown with vegetation, leading down to the abandoned town of Evansville. That side of the mountain and beyond grew strange because of the coal fire that had been burning underground for almost a century. The Bureau of Mines had managed to contain the fire to the western side of the mountain so that only Evansville suffered. Only Evansville had bouts of noxious gases, open cracks of brimstone in the roads, residents complaining of hot basements and well water. Over time, they left town, leaving behind a ghost. Unlike its unfortunate neighbor, Wesley Falls had avoided the mine fire and transitioned from a coal mining town to something not unlike Pennsylvania suburbia. It was the sort of town where one of the billboards outside the Golden Praise megachurch proclaimed, "Wesley Falls, the best place to raise a family." And most adults agreed with that assessment. The sort of place where the city council had voted against a bid to allow a McDonald's to open, arguing that it would lead to the deterioration of the character of Wesley Falls. This had less to do with concerns about childhood obesity or dense traffic than it did a desire to keep the town trapped in amber. The sort of town where the sheriff was the son of the previous sheriff. Gia Kwon, stepping off a train at the station some miles away from Wesley Falls, looked around the crowded station for that son, the sheriff, now in his 30s, though she had trouble picturing this. Sheriff Zachary Springsteen had an air of formality that she couldn't match up with the image of the boy she knew from high school, whom everyone called Blub. He was an inoffensive, nondescript kid who delivered papers via his clackety bike, who then grew to be the generic teen who stood in the back row of yearbook pictures. She had always been friendly with him, but never quite friends. Starting from when she had transferred from St. Francis to the Wesley Falls public school system, and Blub sat next to her in homeroom. Was the fact that she had chosen to keep in contact with this not-quite-friend after she moved away from Wesley Falls an accident? No, she knew that now. Blub had been the perfect person to report back town news over the years, because he never suspected her interest was anything more than curiosity. Their exchanges over the years had been just enough for him to feel comfortable, or compelled enough, to make the phone call that had brought her here. Chia paused to put her phone in her purse, pretending she did not notice any stares. No one looked twice at her in Philly, but here she stood out as the only Asian, drawing even more attention to herself because she had dyed her hair a shade of silvery gray with hints of lavender in it. It would only be worse when she got into town, but even as a kid, she had been so used to being stared at that she just exaggerated her strangeness, opting for bright clothes rather than trying to blend in. "Gia?" said an uncertain voice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?